This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Well, it's official. The Journal of the American Medical Association, pediatrics version, JAMA Pediatrics, has announced a shocking finding. Of course, a finding that I told you about almost 20 years ago. But the finding is that fluoride damages the brains of developing children. And in fact, the study authors were so shocked by this. And by the way, this is being now widely reported across the mainstream media, which I'll talk about here. But the authors had to write a special note that was published in the journal saying that they were shocked by the results because they were told all along in medical school and everywhere else that fluoride was harmless. And they could not believe the results they got. In fact, they set out to try to show that fluoride was safe. And instead, it showed that fluoride damages the developing brains of children and causes lowered IQs. And to do this study, they followed hundreds of women in Canada. I forget the sample size. It was like 600 or 700, something like that. And they found that when pregnant women consumed fluoridated water, there was a dose-dependent drop in the IQs of their children after they were born. So, again, fluoride causes brain damage. And the effect was more pronounced in males than in females because, of course, males and females are different, despite what the, you know, transgender media tells you. There is a physiological difference between males and females. And males are subjected to more risks of certain chemicals, including fluoride and, by the way, antidepressant drugs, which is why some males go crazy when they're on SSRI drugs. But in any case, the study proves that what we've been reporting for almost two decades is, in fact, true. Now, I want you to remember, just think back even 10 years ago, not to mention 15 or 20, but just 10 years ago, if you said that fluoride was bad for you, or even 5 years ago, you were immediately branded a conspiracy theorist. Because there's a James Bond movie where the villain uses fluoride in the water to hypnotize people or something. And every time that we would mention fluoride is bad for you, then, you know, the pro-fluoride lunatics, the dentists, the dental industry, the fluoride pushers, you know, the mainstream media, they would all say, you're confusing that with a James Bond villain. You don't know what you're talking about. You're scaring people. Fluoride is perfectly safe. There's nothing wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. Now, of course, it comes out in the Journal of the American Medical Association that we were right all along. And in fact, we were ahead of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Natural News brought you this news over 15 years ahead of JAMA. Of course, we weren't called Natural News. We were called News Target at the time. But we launched in 2003. So really 16 years ago, we started writing about all this and we covered fluoride and we told you it was toxic. And now in 2019, the American Medical Association agrees with Natural News. But where's the apology, right? Where's the apology to all of us in the independent media who told the truth and warn people about this years ahead of time? How many children could have been saved if the world had listened to Natural News and the independent media? How many children could have been saved if Google hadn't censored us and Facebook hadn't censored us and YouTube hadn't censored us and all of the media sources that lied about this for the last 20 years? Those are the sources that are considered authoritative news, according to Google News and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all the others. And on the flip side, all of us who were telling you the truth this entire time and warning you about fluoride, we were all labeled fake news. All of us. Oh, you're fake news. You're scaring people about fluoride. Fluoride's perfectly safe. Drink it up. You know, have a fluoride cocktail. That's what they said. So I'm still waiting for the apology from the mainstream media, which of course will never come because they're not even attempting to be real news. They're not even attempting to cover the truth about anything, whether it's fluoride or aspartame or 5G networks or GMOs or vaccines. I mean, if you think the fluoride cover-up was bad, you should see the cover-up on vaccines. Because one day, it's going to be admitted that, oh my gosh, vaccines cause autism. And I mean, just like what happened with fluoride just now, vaccines cause autism in some children. And by the way, Black children are more susceptible than non-Black children. And males are more susceptible than females, just like with fluoride. Huh, could there be a link? Of course there is. Of course there is. Male neurology is more susceptible to chemical insults than female neurology. And that's something that maybe the establishment needs to acknowledge and deal with, but they can't even admit that there's such a thing as a difference between males and females now. They can't even talk about chromosomes, physiology differences between the sexes, because that's politically incorrect now. So I guess they'll never talk about why males are more susceptible to chemicals like fluoride or vaccines. But again, we brought you all this information, and it's your support of us that allowed us to continue to sound the warning on fluoride. We did an animation on fluoride many years ago. Seems like it was like 10 years ago or something like that. And that animation talked about how toxic fluoride was. And I remember how viciously the attacks were on the animation. Oh my God, you're scaring people, blah, blah, blah. Turns out it was all true. Now we know. Of course, you and I have known all along, but I mean, now the establishment is starting to recognize this. And again, they are totally shocked because they can't believe they were wrong this entire time. And it makes you wonder, what else are they wrong about? You know, I already mentioned vaccines. What about the psychiatric drugging of children? How about that? What else are they wrong about? How about the dangers of chemotherapy, which damages brains? I mean, they're recommending chemotherapy now for pregnant women. Did you know that? And vaccines for pregnant women. I mean, these chemicals have developmental toxicity that's off the charts. You will be born with birth defects if you're subjected to chemotherapy as a developing child inside the body of a pregnant mother. Birth defects galore, but the cancer industry is so aggressive and so criminal that they keep pushing chemotherapy even on pregnant women. Vaccines, it used to be that doctors were taught never vaccinate a pregnant woman because vaccines were observed to cause spontaneous abortions. That's right, because they're so toxic. And the woman's body reacts to the vaccine by seeing everything as a threat, including the unborn child, and then there's a spontaneous abortion. This is well known. Even in doctors who are senior physicians today who got their training in the 1960s or 70s, they will all tell you, if they're honest, that they were taught, never vaccinate a pregnant woman. Today, the message is, oh, pregnant women need more vaccines. That's the message today, because the media is lying about vaccines, even though they've just now begun to tell the truth about fluoride. By the way, there'll probably be a very big backlash against this fluoride news breaking. Probably the fluoride industry will be scrambling to have ghostwriters publish a bunch of articles that suddenly declare fluoride is safe. That fluoride raises IQs, they'll say. Because remember when the media told you that mercury in vaccines actually enhances immunity? Remember that? That was on the media years ago. I've played the clips for you before. It's incredible. Yeah, they'll probably say, well, fluoride raises IQs. It's good. And mercury is good for your brain, too. And you should eat more lead and drink lead because that's good. There's no limit to what they will say when they're insane and unethical and dishonest and when the establishment is rooted in massive scientific fraud, which is what the fluoride industry and the dental industry has been pushing for decades. Total fraud. Criminal fraud, in my opinion. I mean, I'm wondering, shouldn't all Americans who have had fluoridated water, shouldn't they band together now and have massive class action lawsuits against the cities and the towns and the states and the dental associations and the local dentists that push this poison? I mean, we're talking about exposure to easily 150 million people shouldn't there be a class action lawsuit now? Because I guarantee you, if you took fluoride and dumped it into a local water supply, you would be arrested and charged with an act of terrorism, chemical terrorism. But when the city does it, oh, suddenly it's good for you. And by the way, the city, they have no idea what they're doing. They have these drip systems that are supposed to drip fluoride into the water supply at a certain concentration to achieve like 0.7 parts per million or whatever it is. Those systems break down all the time. Sometimes they just dump fluoride directly into a chunk of water, like a segment of water that goes right to your home, and you'll get 1,000 times more fluoride than what's legally allowed by even government standards, which are insanely high to begin with. Those drip systems, they're not even calibrated correctly. They break down. They don't work right. As far as I know, there's no city that's ever been sued for poisoning its citizens with fluoride. But it's time for that to happen. It's time to hold these people accountable. These bureaucrats pushing their poison onto children, causing widespread brain damage. How evil are these people? But of course, that's been their goal, right? Brain damage is always the goal of the establishment. They don't want people to be able to think for themselves. As I've said, you know, to vote for a Democrat, you have to be brain damaged. To watch CNN, you have to have a lobotomy. Otherwise, you couldn't stand it. Having citizens think for themselves is the greatest threat to the establishment that wants to control and enslave everyone. And they do that by forcing brain damage onto all children. Fluoride is just one of the many ways they do that. And vaccines and chemtrails and psychiatric drugs and 5G networks, everything else, all the different vectors, aluminum in infant formula. This is how they poison everybody on purpose. So don't think that this was an accident. Don't think, oh, oops, we made a mistake for the last three decades. Whoops, we accidentally caused brain damage. No, this is the establishment wants this to happen. They want to hurt babies. They want brains damaged. They want people to have low IQs because that's how they can control you. That's how Democrats get votes, is by causing brain damage. If you understand anything about reality, economics, finance, history, physics, ecology, atmospheric chemistry, you could never support a Democrat. Democrats don't make any sense. Their ideas are broken. The only way you could ever vote for a Democrat is if you are literally brain damaged. So fluoride promotes the Democrat agenda of dumbing people down just enough to where they could actually go to the voting booth and still manage to vote somehow. And like, they're not dumb enough to not vote, but they are dumb enough to vote for Democrats. So don't think that this was ever an accident. This has been on purpose. This has been a deliberate program from day one. It's been a massive chemical assault, chemical weapon delivery system. These are weapons of mass destruction that have been dripped into the U.S. water supply. I'm telling you, Bin Laden couldn't have thought of something better. Bin Laden couldn't have been more effective than what the dental industry and the bureaucrats of your local city have accomplished. They have mass poisoned the American people beyond what any terrorist could have imagined. And they've gotten away with it. They're still getting away with it. And nothing is being done to stop it. Nothing. And all of us who warned you about it, we were the ones who were censored this entire time. And we're still being censored, even though we're the only ones telling the truth. Think about that. Stay informed. I've got a website called fluoride.news. You can also read all this at naturalnews.com or listen to my podcast at brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative for free speech videos. Thank you for listening, and be sure to filter your water. Don't drink fluoride. Take care.
Learn about the benefits of cacao, cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements, and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.